What up, what up, what up, peace, silly listeners. Welcome to the podcast that takes its silliness seriously, the professionally silly podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones. And this is the podcast where we shoot the shit and where comedy can meet any random ass topic that we discuss. So shout out to all of my listeners, new and loyal. For those of you listening right now, you may not be aware of this, but currently we are recording this podcast live on TikTok. So I'm really excited about that. This is my first time doing that, and it might be my last if I'm being honest with you. Only because I kind of overthink when it comes to doing lives, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, what have you. And it's one of those things where people are constantly going live, and half the ones that are suggested to me on my TikTok feed are weird. And some of people are asleep, some people are DJing, some people are doing absolutely nothing with like millions, okay, I'm exaggerating, hundreds, thousands, whatever, of people watching them. Meanwhile, I usually have a script or games or something that I do when I go live. I overthink everything that I do, so I don't really do lives too much because I always usually talk myself out of it. I literally went back and forth for like almost 45 minutes to an hour. Should I do this live? No, I shouldn't. Should I do this live? You know what? I'll just drink a soju and I'll just have the liquid courage. So we are here. So shout out to everybody in the TikTok live right now. We've got Ren Sai. We got Nima, August John, Jessica Adams. We got Brian. Brandon, excuse me. We got James up in this bad boy. We're having a good time. I ain't seen you so long. How do you keep your locks clean? I just wash them, bitches. I don't even know. I just wash them. Do you have a girlfriend? Negative. I do not. Okay, so some of the stuff that I read to you guys here on TikTok, I'm gonna edit some stuff out, okay? All right, so last week, I shared a special Juneteenth collaboration. I'm gonna go ahead right now and shout out Sisters Who Kill podcast. They are the ones that are responsible for that particular collaboration. They brought together 11 Black podcast. They brought us all together, mine included, and we wanted to educate and celebrate Juneteenth. It was amazing. And for those of you listening and watching here on TikTok currently, Juneteenth is also my birthday, so I was very excited to be a part of this. It was like a gift to me, to you, you know what I mean? It was a lot of fun. It was amazing. So if you haven't heard it yet, it's waiting for you. Just take a listen with a friend and have a few laughs, enjoy something, learn something. That's what we're going to do. Okay, so yes, Gemini am. So this week we are back to the random and the silly. Nothing like stupid fun. Nothing like just the kind of fun where you don't have to fucking think. You know what I mean? Sometimes in the world that we live in as adults, things are kind of constantly coming at us. Depression, anxiety, a shitty supervisor, whatever it is, you know? So sometimes it's nice to just turn your brain off and have a good time. And that is what the Professionally Silly podcast is all about. Okay. So things are going to get weird. Welcome to the podcast. If this is your first time here, okay, so let me ask you guys a question. What would you do if your mom found your sex toys? Yeah, we're getting right down to it. We're going to discuss that today. Also, Andy Cohen admitted that he got rock hard after kissing a celebrity on his show. That and more coming up. So be sure that you subscribe, rate, and review. I know I say it every week. I know I do, but it's super important and it really matters. So for those of you listening to the podcast and those of you that are currently watching me live on TikTok right now, let me tell you something. Any content creator that you enjoy, whether it's TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, podcast, whatever, click the heart button, click the like button, subscribe, leave reviews, comment, all that good stuff. Because without you, our viewers and our listeners, we can't grow. And if you're not subscribing, if you're not clicking the like button, if you're not sharing, if you're not doing the minimum, your favorite small creator will always be a small creator. Now, I am three minorities that many people hate and wish would die. I am Black, I am female, and I am gay. So I can't get anywhere without you guys. So do me a favor, subscribe, rate, and review. So we're going to go ahead and slide into some DMs together. So let's go ahead and get into it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. So I just read a TikTok comment coming from Sauced Myself, which, by the way, dope name. Sauced Myself says, I checked out the Juneteenth podcast. Amazing job. All the podcasts were awesome. Thank you so much for saying that. I appreciate you.
I do.
Welcome to the live, teen baby. Okay, so right now, we're going to go ahead and slide into some DMs. Okay, but not mine. We're not going to slide into mine. Your podcast is hilarious. Thank you, Sean. All right, so sliding into DMs. We've all done it, and we've all had it done to us. It's usually a hit or a miss. It's 50-50 shot there. And sliding into someone's DMs is so stressful. It's so stressful. Trying to figure out what to say that grabs their attention, but at the same time, you're not giving off serial killer vibes. It's like a whole conversational, like, jiu-jitsu. I don't know why jiu-jitsu was the martial art I decided to say, but yeah. So, yeah, don't give off serial killer vibes if you like someone. And not to mention, if you DM someone that you're interested in or whatever reason it may be, sometimes they don't even open your DM. It will say sent and unread for like a straight ass year. Like, it takes so long. Sometimes some people are just, they don't open DMs. You know what I mean? It's like the new version of not leaving voicemails. People don't leave voicemails anymore. If I don't pick up the phone, just shoot me a text, I guess. It's like, there's no point. I don't even know why I have a voicemail because no one listens to them. Okay, so here's the thing. This is my theory here. Some people are so sexy, so attractive, so physically appealing that they have like hundreds of unopened DMs. Just thirst traps, just thirsty mother, just...
Hey, sexy, you want to see my D-pic? Show me them titties.
You know what I'm saying? There's always just hundreds of unopened DMs. And I got to admit, some of those DMs are probably very nice or encouraging or complimentary or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of frustrating sometimes when you DM someone and they don't hit you back or they don't even read what the fuck you said. It's very frustrating. So that does happen. Okay. Now, I honestly cannot imagine being that damn sexy that I have like hundreds of unopened DMs. I'm the kind of person where, dude, if you send me a text or a DM, I'm most likely going to read it at some point. Although TikTok, I do have like 99 plus DMs that I have not seen. But it's not because I'm sexy. It's because I'm lazy. And also that 99 plus, it's just kind of intimidating to see. It's like, ugh, I don't feel like reading all of that. What the fuck? Because a lot of people, like on TikTok at least, they send me videos that they want me to watch, which is cute and sweet. And I thank you for thinking of me. But I have like 80,000 plus people that follow me on TikTok. I'm not watching all those fucking videos. I'm just, because essentially what you're doing is you're giving me homework. I have other things to do. No, it's too much. Okay, what's going on, Mystery Kitty? That's a fun name. Okay, so it has, I can tell you right now, it can also be very stressful receiving DMs, as I just explained to you, from people, because some people are just, they're just creepy. There's no other way to put it. It is what it is. They say about 1 out of 10 people is a serial killer. And I have absolutely no idea if that's true or not. I just made that shit up. That's fine. But every 2 out of 3 people cannot orgasm. Making that up as well. You can say whatever you want. I don't know if it's true or not, but blah, blah, blah. Sauce Myself says, so I need to start a side hustle, professional DM reader organizer. Yes, get your money. Get that bag. Get that bag. Read my DMs. I don't have time. I'm exhausted. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and check out these creepy, funny, and random DMs. Now, originally, what I was going to do before I decided to go live on TikTok is sometimes I use the TikTok voice filters to read the parts of the things that I'm sharing with you. Like, I play characters. I'm not going to do that this time because I'm currently live on TikTok. So therefore I can't use it to voice filter. So we're just going to have some fun with it. The first one, it looks like it's coming up from BuzzFeed.com. They're stepping up to the plate. It looks like this is not a DM. This is text messages. This is a text message, but same thing. All right. So what it says here, I don't know who it's coming from, but they sent it at 5:30 p.m. So that's nice. Oh, they only have 40% battery. They should charge their phone. By the way, pictures pertaining to this podcast episode can be found on the podcast Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPRO, and then the word silly, It's Pro Silly. And also in the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. All right. Okay. I'm going to try to alter my voice here and be the guy here. Hey, would you be open to getting some dinner and watching a movie with me?
Hi, I'm sorry. Who is this? I don't have a large majority of my old contacts, LOL. I'm sorry.
And then the name is scratched out. We'll just insert the name like Brian. I'm Brian. You were standing in line in front of me at McDonald's. It doesn't say, I'm just making that up. You were standing in line in front of me at McDonald's in Lagunia. I don't know where the fuck that is. And you smiled at me and I overheard you giving your number to the employee. And I remembered it. I have a great memory. And I thought you were really beautiful. So I wanted to ask you out.
You have got to be absolutely shitting me right now.
That is the entire text conversation. First of all, can you imagine if you got this text message? How creepy is that? That's super creepy. Okay, so it makes me want to be really careful when I have to give out my number aloud. Yeah, I'm gonna use my hands from now on. Legit. Like I got 10 digits on my hands too. What's your number? 404. Like, you know. I'm just throwing up digits. I know that 5 seconds of silence podcast listeners, Pro Silly listeners. Yeah, I was holding up my hands. You can't see it, but it's live on TikTok. They saw it. So that is crazy. And it can be kind of like when I'm like, it's like playing charades for my number. It's fantastic. So yeah, this guy is hella creepy. Hopefully he didn't memorize her license plate number because that's a new level of creepy. Okay, so Sean McElroy says, a true statistic is that there are up to 200 active serial killers at any given time in America. I believe that. I feel like there's probably more. Because wasn't there something in the news recently? God, I think it was, I was watching the Philip DeFranco show on YouTube, and I feel like he said something about there might be a serial killer. I want to say Chicago. I don't remember where it was, but I know it was in the U.S. We love our serial killers here. It's crazy. But yeah, that is creepy, Jessica. You were absolutely right. Your heart would drop. Sauce myself. Facts. So let's go on to the next one here. All right. So we are headed to Snapchat. So this DM came from a Twitter page that's called @WeirdDMs1, the number one. And it says here, let me see here. Okay, so Jaden, oh, this asshole, I forgot. Okay, so Jaden snitched on his plug. That is a huge no-no. Now, if you don't do that, man. You don't snitch on your plug. That's rude. Don't do that, bro. Like, if you're unaware, okay, a plug is the weed man. That's where you'll get your, you know what I'm saying? That's where you get that from. He's pretty much the neighborhood therapist when you think about it. Like, had a horrible day, you're gonna call your plug. You had a bad day at work, you're gonna call your plug. Your boyfriend and your girlfriend broke up with you, you're probably gonna call your plug. You know what I'm saying? So they're there for the best of times and they're there for the worst of times. So if you are living in a state where marijuana is not legal, chances are you probably have a plug. Okay. So let's discuss the dude who screwed his plug. Okay, not on the plug. That's messed up. Jessica, you are 100% correct. C-Suite says, wait, what show were you on? You probably recognize me from the Between Women web series on YouTube. So I was on that. I played Sunny Walker, C-Suite. Random Love says, hey, beautiful. Hey, Random Love. Okay, so this is coming from a Snapchat, like I said, a dude named Jaden Robinson. And this is my favorite way to spell Jaden. J-A-Y-D-E-N. Love it. Okay, so Jaden says, dude,
my mom just found that eighth that you sold me. I got a snitch, bro. She's calling the cops right now. You're fucked.
Dude.
I'm so stressed, bro. She was literally going to take away my PS4. So you're probably going to jail.
WTF, dude. Why am I always a white man? WTF, dude. And it's always a surfer guy.
Like, I'm not going down alone, bro.
That was the last thing that Jaden said, sent to this Snapchat DM. First of all, fuck you, Jaden. You're an asshole. What a dick. You snitched on your plug because you suck at hiding your bud, man. You suck at hiding your green. So you're going to snitch on your plug, a man that has the back of everybody in that neighborhood. Do you have any idea how many plugs have saved lives? What? You have any idea how many mass murders there would be if people didn't have plugs? Come on, man. They're doing God's work. So, yo, fuck Jaden. Dude's a dick. All right, so you, and if I'm being real with you, Jaden, honey, you should lose the weed and your PS4 just because you snitched. There's PS5 now. You'll be fine. Just go get that. You'll be all right. So now the weed man's going to get in trouble, and now no one gets weed. Thanks a lot, Jaden. Ass. Idiot. So it's like reverse Oprah. You don't get weed. You don't get weed. Nobody gets weed. Like, over myself. So Jessica Adams says, Jaden messed up a lot of lives being a snitch. You are absolutely correct. We have another one. BuzzFeed.com is up and at it again. Okay. I've actually received a DM that looks exactly like this. I think all of us may have experienced this. It says, let's see here. Okay. Now this one looks like it's an Instagram DM. Everybody knows what Instagram DMs look like. All right. So we got someone here on April 12th, 2017 at 4:59 PM. They said,
"You sexy."
Like the letter U, like
you sexy.
And then there was no response. So then June 8th, like 2 months later, 2017 at 11:29 PM.
Hey, sexy.
July 5th, 2017 at 1:48 PM.
How are you, sexy?
August 29th, 2017 at 3:49 PM.
Hey.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. I missed that. That one was July 5th, 2017. Hey. So August 29th, 2017 at 3:49 PM was,
how's it going?
Okay. So this person responded,
you missed May. I can't have unreliable people in my life right now.
And let me tell you why that's funny. This person, whoever's trying to hit on them or slide into their DMs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They DM'd this person 5 times, once in April, once in June, once in July, and then again in August. So this person responded, you missed May. I can't have unreliable people in my life right now. That's true. How are you going to slide into my DMs like 4 months in a row and then miss the entire month of May? You're unreliable. I can't count on you. So Jessica Adams says they are stalking at this point. Facts. Rufini has joined. Welcome to the live. Also, she kind of has a point. I mean, the world that we live in today, it is nice to know that you were able to count on people. There are so many people in our lives that have let us down for whatever reason. It's a teacher, a parent, a sibling, a friend, your coworkers, your boss, or just your entire job. I don't know your life. But so like, yeah, we don't have time for unreliable people. We just don't. Lord knows I don't. I literally just cut the fat net too long ago. So first of all, here's my question. Why do people even do this? I honestly don't know anyone in my life that would respond well or even respond at all to, hey, sexy. That DM is, it's overused, it's done, it's washed, it's boring, it's lazy, okay? And I'm cute, but I'm not sexy. Don't lie to me, don't. And even if I am sexy, now I already know. I don't need you to, I know. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy. Now, I'm not saying that you shouldn't say, hey, sexy to somebody, but just know if you send someone that, there is, I would say, a 99.9% chance they're not going to respond. That's just how I feel about that. Especially if it's the first message from someone that you don't know. Okay, if I don't know you, the first thing you say to me should not be, hey, sexy. It's just weird. Like, it just feels like I'm going to get a dick pic any minute now. Like, you know, like, stop it. Stop it. God, I know you're looking for nudes and I'm not giving it. You're not fooling anyone. You're not. I'm not sending you nudes, Robbie. I don't know why. It just feels like people named Robbie, they do shit like that. I don't know. It just seems like something a Robbie would do. That's just where I am. Jessica says, that's why they do this. James says, have a good weekend. Gotta deliver in the morning. Dude, I know what you're talking about. Today's my Friday. I'm off. I ain't delivering nothing. I'm just delivering laughs. Enjoy them. All right. So this is the last one. This is also coming from BuzzFeed.com. They have a lot of winners today, which I'm being facetious. There are no winners in this. I'm not sure which social media platform this one is in. Thank you so much for the rose, Jessica. But it says Vodafone, and it's spelled VODAFONE, Vodafone AU. So I want to assume that it's something to do with Australia because of, you know, AU. That's what I'm thinking about. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It says Queensland, male, 27. So yeah, this is Australia. What up, Australia? By the way, I have listeners in Australia. And actually, if you give me a second, I can look something up in my analytics. Okay. So according to my analytics, 78% of my Australian listeners, which, by the way, the fact that I have Australian listeners is awesome. I'm international. What's going on, Sophie? Welcome to this podcast, TikTok Live. 78% of my Australian listeners are from Queensland, by the way. 9% of my Australian listeners are from New South Wales. 7% of them are from Victoria. 5% is Western Australia. 1% is South Australia. We also have Tasmania and the Australian Capital Territory. So they in the house too. What's poppin', Australia? Yes. My mates are here with me. That's my Australian accent. I did the best that I could. All right. So we got a 27-year-old male from Queensland who has, I'm assuming, Vodafone AU was probably like an Australian WhatsApp. I don't really know. Or maybe it's an app there. I have no idea. Thank you, Sophie, for the heart. It says here I can't say this on TikTok, but my COCK is effing hard. This is what it says. My COCK is effing hard, bitch. That was how this 27-year-old Australian male from Queensland slid into a woman's DMs or text message. And they respond,
no thanks.
Which makes sense. The 27-year-old male from Queensland responds, gosh. No, let me see if I can do it in an Australian accent. Gosh, you're rude, bitch. I don't know how to do Australian accent for those 5 words. I tried the best that I could. I did the best that I could. First of all, how the F are you going to call her rude? She said no thanks, which is very kind. You know, she says no thanks to you after you randomly mention your COCK. Plus, you called her a bitch not once, but twice. The second time is because she said no thank you. Rude. Because you called her a bitch before you even asked her. Or not even asked. Just mentioned how your COCK is doing. Nobody, like, I don't know if there's messages before this. This is a screenshot. Maybe there was. But it kind of seems like this came out of nowhere, which I'm not really that surprised. Because men tend to do that. They think that their male body part downstairs is the best thing about them. And if you are one of those men, you're not going to get any, dude. First of all, I'm gay, so I can't speak for straight women, but I can tell you this as a woman. If the first thing you tell me ever is about your man area, I'm not going to respond to that. Gay or straight, dude? Like, what? Stop it. This dude is eventually going to be on investigation discovery 100%. 100%. But can we take a second to acknowledge how amazing my Australian accent was? Hey, mate, Bobby. I think that 78% from Queensland just dropped down to 2. I'm so sorry. Speaking of Australia, if I do have any Australian listeners in here or true crime podcast listeners in here, have any of you had the chance to listen to the Teacher's Pet podcast? If you have not heard that, I think it's like a 16-episode series or whatever. And I think it's on pause currently, waiting for more information about what's going to happen with the person that's involved on that particular case. But pretty much a woman from Australia goes missing for like literally 36 years. Everybody knows that it's most likely the husband. His name is Chris Dawson. Chris Dawson was like a professional rugby player, and then he became a gym teacher for a high school in Australia. And he had an affair, which I don't even want to call it that because she was 16, with one of his students, right? So it's like a whole thing. It's great. The Teacher's Pet, check that out. It is amazing. It's kind of repetitive in a few episodes, but it's really good, very well done. Plus, you get to hear really good Australian accents because they're actually Australian. I love an Australian accent. That is so sexy to me. Oh, I don't know why, but it is. Coming up, what would you do if your mom threw your sex toys away? Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Okay, so it is story time. The issue is, it's not my story. Yeah, I'm telling somebody else's story time. I want to make sure you guys understand this. So I'm gonna share a story with you that's not mine at all, but it was too good not to share. Had to do it. I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts, two of them actually, the Burt Show podcast and the In the Moment podcast. So Katie is a producer on The Burt Show, which started as a morning radio show here in Atlanta. And it has been a morning radio show for like 20 years. I listened to this morning radio show when I was in high school. That's how old it is. I'm definitely a P1, 100%. I'm in my 30s now, so that says a lot. Anyways, they are now a podcast, so they're available to everyone around the world. And I highly, highly, highly recommend the Burt Show podcast and the In the Moment podcast. And it's spelled M-O-E-M-E-N-T because the host of the show, the main host, his name is Mo, M-O-E. So In the Moment. So anyways, sometimes Katie shares some personal stories on the Burt Show. Okay. But on In the Moment podcast, Katie is one of the co-hosts, and Mo Mitch, who is also on The Burt Show as one of the main co-hosts, there's like four of them, Burt, who obviously The Burt Show, Burt, Kristen, Abby, and she's just new. She just started like, I want to say two months ago. Who am I missing? Oh, Mo, shit. And Mo. So they're the four main people. Every now and then you get Cassie and you get Kaylee and you get a few other people in there, Romeo, etc. But those are the four main. It all kind of started off with the In the Moment podcast, what we're talking about. It started off with Mo and his cousin. Then it was just him for a while doing some solo shit. Then it was him and a few friends every now and then. And now it has been him and Katie, and it's been that way for like, I don't know, the last 50 episodes, something like that. So now that you guys know the history of the shows, let's get into Katie's sex toys. I know, you heard right. Let's get into her sex toys. Diane 66, welcome to the live. All right, so pretty much Katie was on The Burt Show, and she was talking about a very awkward moment. Now, for this episode, for this particular segment, because I'm live on TikTok, I kind of have to censor what I say. Okay, so for those of you who have been a fan of the Professionally Silly podcast, you know I do not edit profanity. We talk about sex. We have an entire podcast episode that is literally called Bizarre Sex Fetishes. So I have a very filthy, dirty, disgusting mouth and I love it. But TikTok hates it. So I kind of have to censor myself for this part, which kind of sucks. Anyways, Katie is, she's 29 years old. She's a black lesbian, just came out about maybe 2 years ago, something like that. So she's in her sophomore season. And she's a very sweet person. Anyways, she currently lives with her mom, not her mom. She currently lives in Atlanta and she rents a house that belongs to her mother's sister, her aunt, right? So she pays rent there. She pays the utilities, the lawn man, all that stuff, takes care of all the bills, right? And Her aunt lives out of state, so sometimes she comes in, she visits, she stays, what have you. Her mom currently has been visiting, which visiting is kind of a strong word since she's been there for months now. I feel like she just moved in. But now Katie's there. So Katie, what she did was she gave up her bed to her mom, because that's what you do when your mom comes or a family member that you really respect and love comes in. You give them the nicest place to stay. And at that point, it was Katie's bedroom. So she said, oh, snap, my mom is here. I should probably put my adult toys away. I should move them. So she takes her adult toys, like a bag of toys, and she takes them from her bedroom closet and puts them in her office closet, thinking, boom, my mom's going to be here, and I want her to worry about my sex toys or see them or know that they're there, blah, 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 blah. And so she hid them in the office closet. Unfortunately, her aunt decided, hey, I'm going to come on down for a visit, and I plan on reorganizing everything. Katie said, hey, dude, that's awesome. Listen, but don't touch that closet over there. Okay. Don't worry about that one. Everything's good. Okay. So she goes to work. She comes back. She goes to her office. The entire closet is empty. Everything is gone, including her adult toys. Gone. It's all gone. Okay. So what she's wondering is, should I ask my mom and my aunt where my pleasure palace just went? By the way, she calls, I think she was joking when she was telling the story, but she said, I came home and Woody and Buzz were missing. She named her adult toys Woody and Buzz. Yo. I have not seen that particular Toy Story, but I kind of want to. Where is it? Woody and Buzz. Hey, Trisha, welcome to the podcast live here on TikTok. That's hilarious. So anyways, Woody and Buzz were missing, and she was asking Mo if she should, you know, confront her mom and her aunt about her missing adult toys. And Mo's like, yeah, do that, whatever, yeah. But if I'm being real, and I think a lot of you who have experienced, well, I want to say experienced a particular situation, because this is kind of weird, but if you are the kind of person who cannot really discuss sex stuff with your parents, how do you go about handling this particular situation is what I want to know. Like, do you go to your aunt? Do you go to your mom? Hey, listen, remember when I told you not to go in the closet and then I came back and everything was gone? Well, there was an American Eagle bag in there full of my sexcapades. Where are my plastic Buzz and Woody? Where are they? Like, do you ask them that? You know what I mean? Like, or do you just take the L? What would you do? Like, that is wild. So anyways, what happens is that later on, after she's just kind of decided to just take the L and not even bring it up in conversation, Katie decides to just be like, you know, fuck it. It's gone. They're gone. I'm not talking about this. It's fine. Right. But then when she comes home from work one day, her mom comes and she goes, hey, Katie, listen, come here. You might need to just go through this bag right here. Right. And then she winks, right? Throw a nice little wink. Hey, got your back. Katie says, fine. So she goes and she looks to the back. She's like, oh, shit. It's Woody and Buzz, right? Like, I don't know how many adult toys she actually had in the bag, but Woody and Buzz, at least two. Okay, so her mom had her back. She said, hey, I found this. I put it aside because I didn't want your aunt to see it. I put it, blah, blah, blah. So Katie's like, great. Thank you. Thanks for having my back, mom. This is great. You know what I mean? So Katie takes her bag of adult toys. Again, I don't know what's inside of the bag. I don't know Katie personally. This is just something that she shared on The Burt Show and in the In the Moment podcast, both of those podcasts. And I met Katie, but we're not like best friends or anything. But anyways, so she says, fine. Well, since mom already knows that I have them, she had my back, I'll just put these toys back in my original bedroom closet where they originally were, right? So she does that. A couple of days later, she leaves. She goes to work. She's recording the next In the Moment podcast. She comes back. And she's like, you know what, mom? I got to come in here right quick. I just got to go through my closet, get my clothes for tomorrow for work, yada, yada. And she opens the closet door. Her entire closet is different. Her shirts have been moved. Her shoes have been moved. The hoodies aren't where they left them. Everything's color coordinated. It's crazy. Okay. She has certain things on the floor. She had some limited edition, like Jordan's shoe boxes in the closet. She had like a tub full of random stuff. And the sex toys, the adult toys, were kind of like in the corner inside the tub or something, or near it in the corner, right? She comes home, opens her closet door. There is nothing on the floor. Nothing. Right? So Katie's like, Mom, where's my stuff? What the F, right? So her mom was like, listen, I couldn't stop her. I didn't know what to do. It was crazy, blah, 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 blah. And she's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Who are you talking about? And she's like, my sister, you know, her aunt, right? So now Katie's pissed because let me tell you why. Not only did her aunt do exactly what Katie asked her not to do, which pretty much leave her stuff alone. Okay. Yes, the house belongs to her, but Katie is paying rent. She's a tenant there. You can't, if it was a tenant that she wasn't related to, there is no way she would just go in there and just play with the tenant's stuff and move things around. And that's not what you do. When someone is renting from you and they're paying money, you don't touch their stuff. You just don't, you don't do that. You don't do that. That's a no-no, right? All right, so what's going on? Yeah, right? What's popping? So what she decided, she just went the fuck off is what she did. She's like, you guys don't respect me. You don't have any boundaries. I'm 29 years old. I know this isn't my house, but I pay bills and blah, blah, blah. You know, so then her aunt comes in. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's going on here? What's going on? Katie's like, you're what's going on here, you know, because she's pissed. Let me tell you why she's pissed. Her mom told her that not only did her aunt throw away limited edition Jordan shoe boxes, and if you don't know this, the Jordans, the boxes they come in, limited, some of those boxes are worth money. Just like the iPhone boxes, they can be worth money, right? Her aunt throws them in the trash. In the trash. She also found out that her aunt threw away her sex toys. Let that wash over you for a second. So first of all, the first time she was missing her toys, her mom found them first, right? Put them aside, let Katie know about it. All was good. She came back from work and the same sex toys plus Jordan shoe boxes were thrown in the garbage. Not only were they thrown in the garbage, they were thrown in the garbage on trash day. Trash day. So when Katie came back, the trash was gone. There was nothing to go through. There was nothing to salvage. It was gone. So Katie went the fuck off. And that's when aunt came in. Hey, what's going on? What happened? You're what happened. So she's, you know, Katie's going off. She explains to her aunt what the fuck. Her aunt's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Blah, blah, blah. I don't really believe her. First of all, Katie is 29 years old. Those are her sex toys. She is paying rent, utilities, the lawn man, all of that stuff. She's paying all of it. Okay. She is a tenant. You cannot just go into her closet, into her bedroom, or anywhere in that house and throw away her belongings. That is messed up. So Katie stands up to her aunt. She's going off. She's explaining about boundaries. She's getting it off, which is, she deserves that, right? She's getting it off, right? So her aunt apologizes. They hug it out. They're good now, apparently, right? Now, here's the fun thing. The In the Moment podcast is nationally syndicated, just like, you know, the Bird Show, all over the country. And I don't want to say syndicated. It's a podcast. Here's a good part. The In the Moment live podcast. They're going to be doing a live podcast. I don't want to say recording, but a live podcast show at City Winery in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't flippin' wait to go. Let me tell you why. Katie's mom and her aunt are going. And Katie, well, there's a lot of other things that they're going to share, not just about this particular topic and situation, but another kind of personal experience that she had about 6 years ago with a stripper named Pleasure. There's going to be a lot to discuss. And her mom and her aunt are going to be there. After I heard this episode, I literally went onto the website, bought my $45 ticket. Cannot freaking wait to see the drama unfold. Cannot wait. So when I go to the In the Moment Live podcast, I will be sure to, you know, tell you guys what happened, because this shit is wild. So here's my question to you guys. What would you do if your mom and or aunt or parents, whoever, found your sex toys and threw them away? Would you confront them? Would you ask them where they are? Or would you just take the L, because it's a very uncomfortable conversation to have? These are the questions that you got to ask. So if it were me, the first time they were missing, I would have just taken the L. But after my mom gave them back to me, I put them in my closet, and then I came back and they were gone. And you tell me you threw them away? You threw my stuff away? I'm going the fuck off. I don't care who you are. Even if it was my mom or my dad or whoever the fuck, I'm going off. And it will have been well deserved. You don't just throw people's sex toys away. That's just, first of all, they're not cheap. The good ones, they cost money. You have to have a job. Like, you can't just, I don't know how much those roses cost, but I'm pretty sure they ain't cheap. So, so guys, I want you guys to let me know on the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. I want to know, what would you do? Would you take the L, or would you stand up for yourself? I need to know. Okay, so next up, if you have ever wanted to fake your death, don't. I'll tell you why it's not the best idea. Coming up next on the Professionally Silly podcast. Welcome to the live podcast, Shorty Money. We got one of my loyal subscribers, viewers, and listeners here. Monica, what's poppin', boo? We are live right now on TikTok. This is the Professionally Silly podcast. Let's get this going. Do you happen to have a YouTube channel? Yes, thank you for shouting out my YouTube channel in this TikTok live. It is also called Professionally Silly. Different types of content, but visual fun. I also have another channel. It's called Paranormal Blacktivity. So check both of those out. Have a good time. Dude, we got to talk about this guy who faked his own death as a prank, apparently. But he claims it was to teach his family and friends a lesson. This is an article coming from dailymail.co.uk. And it was written by a woman named Elena Salvani. Elena and I, we go way back, like about 10 minutes ago, like when I found this article. So obviously we're best friends. She's the best person I've ever not known. Let me just pull up this article here. Boom. Okay. So it says here, man fakes his own death so that he can film himself arriving at his funeral by helicopter to teach his family a lesson about staying in touch. David Barrington, I don't want to say his last name, he's 45, arrived with a film crew to the funeral near Lugy, Belgium. So they're in Belgium is where they are, okay? Paranormal Black Activity is worth the watch. Thank you so much, Crystal. I appreciate that. Crystal's in the house. Ew. So a man in Belgium faked his death and then turned up to his own funeral in a helicopter as part of a dramatic stunt to teach his family a lesson about staying in touch. David Barrington is 45 years old. He's a TikTok creator, of course, and told his wife and children about his elaborate plan, and they helped him pull it off by going along with it on social media. Let me just say that, and we're just digging into this article. First of all, faking your own death is very rude. Don't do that. People, don't do that. Don't fake your own death. I shouldn't have to say that, but just like, don't fake your own death. Don't do that. Like, what? And the fact that his family was like, you know what? That's a great idea, dad, husband. Let's do that. We got your back. That's great. You're clearly sane. Let's do that. So it says here, one of his daughters helped to trick his followers and what many online have slammed as a cruel joke, writing on social media, rest in peace, daddy. I will never stop thinking about you. That's coming from his daughter. Why? Why? What? Why? Stop it. She goes on to say in her social media, why is life so unfair? Why you? You were going to be a grandfather and you still had your whole life ahead of you. I love you. We love you. We will never forget you. Once again, this is coming from his daughter's social media because she's in on it. She knows what's going on. I would never too, Crystal. I would never. Facts. They staged a funeral last weekend. This was written, when was this? June 13th. So this was this month. Okay. So they staged this funeral last weekend near Liege. I think I'm saying that wrong. As the and as mourners gathered, Bairton, I'm just going to call him David because I can't pronounce his last name. David, who goes by Ragnar Lefeu online. What is he like, into Vikings or something? Anyways, Ragnar, he made a grand entrance with a film crew by helicopter. So I've seen this video. So pretty much everyone's like, oh my God, David, he's dead. Why? Tears, sadness, heartbreak, right? They're all sad. They're all crying and shit. And then in the distance, a helicopter. I'm not really good at sounds. Let me try that again. That's my best helicopter sound. I don't know what you want from me. Helicopter comes comes in from the background. Everyone's like, dude, we're at a funeral. Why is this helicopter here? What the hell? They all look up. The helicopter lands. A guy comes out. And then someone's like, is that? So then everybody's running. There's like maybe a handful of people from the funeral who run towards him. They're hugging him. They're crying. They're embracing. Oh, thank God you're alive. We were worried. We missed you. We loved you. What the fuck? You know, it's insane. So you got to check out this TikTok, or it's all over social media. It's not hard to find. So it says here, the pitiful prank by the TikToker who has 162,000 followers has received serious backlash from some quarters. First of all, I only have 80,000 plus followers and I've never faked my death. I'm gonna fake my death. That's how you get followers. David might be on something here. I'm kidding. I'm not going to do that. I don't know what I would have done. Right? Lisa, welcome. Okay, so it says here, David was forced to explain his actions. The Times report suggesting that he did so to see how his wider family would react after he claimed they have fallen out of contact with him. So he says here, and I quote, what I see in my family often hurts me, he said. I never get invited to anything. Nobody sees me. We all grew apart. I feel unappreciated. That's why I wanted to give them a life lesson and show them that you shouldn't wait until someone's dead to meet up with them. So David has not yet released the full video of him arriving and by chopper. And this is June 13th, so the full video might be up by now. I don't know. It says here, a fellow TikTok user who was attending the funeral shared footage of it landing in a field where friends and family were gathered. Many rushed over to greet and hug David as he emerged from the helicopter, no doubt explaining himself to those in attendance. His close friend Thomas Foot, I don't know how to say his name. His close friend Thomas, Tommy, whatever, shared a video of the two men hugging after they were reunited, captioning the emotional clip, "You got us." And there's a quote here, "I swear I was crying, and then I had the shock. Then I had the shock, buddy. We love you very much," he said, of an emotional reunion despite his friend's deception. First of all, had this been me, and I've been the person who was fooled into thinking you were dead and you just randomly appear in a fucking helicopter, I'm going to kill you. What? I'm killing you. You put me, I mourned you. Like, I cried. I prayed. What is wrong? Why are people the way they are? This is not a prank. This is not... I think that David did this shit for views. I think he did it for attention. I don't think it was a prank. And I don't think it was a, well, you need to appreciate your family while they're here situation either. I think he's a narcissist. And I think it's fucked up to do that to someone, to anyone, let alone your entire family and friends besides your kids and wife. Like, first of all, also, kids and wife. What is wrong with you? What? That entire family is fucked. So anyways, David says that while only half of my family came to the funeral, other relatives have since reached out. That proves who really cares about me, he says. Those who didn't come did contact me to meet up. So in a way, I did win. Some of his fans agreed that it was a valuable life lesson for his family and told him to ignore the haters. Many admitted they themselves have been deceived by the prank, but that they were relieved that he was alive. That is some narcissistic shit. I could never do that to people that I care about. Like if you want to meet with somebody, if you feel invisible, if you feel excluded, if you feel whatever, talk to people. Tell people what you're feeling. Do not fake your death. That just feels like a lot. Like, it just is a lot. Don't fake your death. Don't do that. Yeah, don't fake your death. That's ridiculous. I cannot believe that somebody would do that. Jesus. All right. Next up, Andy Cohen got a hard on. Ooh. By a woman. Let's talk about it. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. Andy Cohen claimed that he got hard as a rock, is what he said, after he kissed Jennifer Lawrence on the lips on his show. So for those of you who don't know who Andy Cohen is, he is a television and radio host. He's a producer and he's a writer as well. So he's very well known in the entertainment community. Think of him as the gay Ryan Seacrest. It's the best way to think of him. He's a busy man. He's done a lot of work on a lot of shows, and he was a producer for the Real Housewives franchise. He is also the host of Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen, and more. So he's done a lot. So Google him. This isn't about Andy Cohen. So if you want to, I mean, it is, but it's not about his life. So if you want to know more about the shows that he's done and radio shows and cameos, Google him. That's all I can say. So what we're going to talk about is what happened on his Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. So pretty much on his show, he got the opportunity, to lock lips with the Hunger Games star, Jennifer Lawrence. Okay, so they were talking and eventually they got to discussing how she never got to kiss Andy. Now, the reason she brought this up is apparently John Mayer was on Andy's show. He had his guitar. He was singing. Fathers love their daughters. That's not the song. How does it go? Live like... I don't remember the song. Yeah, John Mayer. God damn it. Georgia Y. No, that guy. I just destroyed two of John Majors. I said John Majors. John Mayer's best fucking songs. And then I turned him into Jonathan Majors just now. Jesus Christ. Anyways, that was horrible. So anyway, she was during this interview or segment, at the end of it, John and Andy stood up, quick like on the lips, mwah, quick peck on the lips, blah, blah, blah. It was fine. It wasn't a big deal. Okay. And they sit down. So Jennifer brought up, hey man, listen, you kissed John Mayer, but you haven't kissed me, or something along those lines. So they were talking and eventually they got into discussing how Jennifer Lawrence never got to kiss Andy. Right. So they have this cute, super awkward conversation about kissing each other. And then boom, 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 boom. They lock lips and Andy admitted that he was hard as a rock. Like a rock. Isn't that like a commercial for trucks? Or, ooh, like a rock. Is that a thing? Was that Ford or Chevy? Anyways, moving on. So the reason that was funny is because first of all, Andy Cohen is a gay man. So the fact that he can get rock hard off of a woman's pet. We're not talking about a makeout session. It was like done. It half a second. It did not last long. So he's a gay man who kissed a beautiful, talented woman. Okay, but before he kissed her, it was kind of cute. He was all like fidgety and nervous and awkward. He kind of looked like it was his first kiss ever, and he was like 12 years old. That's what it was equivalent to, and it was super fucking cute. So what I'm going to do, I want you guys to take a listen to this audio. For my TikTok watchers, you're going to have to listen to the podcast. You're not going to hear the audio on here.
I'm just negotiating a kiss with Jennifer Lawrence.
Well, I just feel like you kissed John Mayer, but like you've never kissed me.
Well,
he's more your type, I guess.
Well, I mean, he is, but I am
somebody's
attracted
type.
To you. Yeah, I mean, I'd love to kiss you.
Okay, great.
Consensually.
Yeah, of course. You have my consent.
Yes, okay. All right.
Is that going to be on air?
Well, we're on the after show right now.
Okay. Okay. Are we doing it now?
Wow! Oh, my God. Thank you.
Did it do anything?
Exciting. Yes. I got him.
Did it move?
I'm hard as a rock. I'm bone hard. Oh, my God.
So, to be honest, if Jennifer Lawrence wanted to kiss me, I would also be nervous like a 12-year-old boy. I would. I would be nervous like a 12-year-old boy. Jennifer Lawrence, to me, she's sexy to me. Like, she's like the sexy next-door neighbor type. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay. Like, I would be nervous to kiss her because, first of all, she's famous, she's rich, she's talented. Everything I'm looking for in myself. I'm none of those things. I want to be those things. So if I can't be those things, I want to kiss it. Oh, my God. It's the Professionally Silly Podcast. All right. So if there is anything you can learn from this podcast episode, it's I kind of want to make out with Jennifer Lawrence. Like, I'm cool with that. I'm hungry and thirsty. Bring it on. Also, we need to do a better job at hiding our sex toys, I feel like. You know what I mean? Like, we need to do better. Professionally silly life rules. Here we are. First of all, I want to shout out to my listeners because you guys rock. Shout out to my TikTok live viewers. All three of you. You guys are fucking awesome. Because here's the thing. You could be listening to any podcast right now, watching any TV show, whatever you're doing. You could be doing anything right now. But you chose to be with me today. And I think that's awesome. So thank you so much. I love your fucking faces. Most of all, the ears that are attached to them. Boom. That's my thing. Subscribe to the Professionally Silly Podcast and whatever platform that you're using. Also, do your girl a favor and leave a 5-star and or written review of this podcast, especially on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, because they are the podcast gods. Here's the thing. I need your help to catch my dreams. I cannot catch them without you. There have been people way less talented than I am who are thriving on all social media platforms making this money. I'm not sexy, I'm not thin, and I ain't cute. But I'm hella talented and I deserve to be wherever the fuck I want to be, and I cannot get there without you. So please rate, review, subscribe. I cannot tell you how important that is, not just for me, but any content creator out there, no matter what their content is. Hit the thumbs up button, hit the like button, heart their stuff, share their thing, subscribe to their whatever, follow them, whatever. Show your support. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so if this is your first time listening to the Professionally Silly Podcast, I appreciate it. I hope that you guys come on back and join in on the silly. And don't forget that you can binge all the episodes that you have missed. I have had this podcast since 2018. So you have literally a couple of hundred episodes that you can just enjoy. Binge me. I've always wanted to be binged. Now's your time. And the best thing about the episodes that I do produce and put out there is that they stand the test of time. You don't need to have listened to them at that particular time. You can listen to one I made in 2018 now and is still relevant and fun and interesting and random, and it's a good time. So do that. Check out the Professionally Silly podcast Twitter and Instagram at It's Pro Silly, ITSPROSILLY at It's Pro Silly. And of course, the Professionally Silly podcast group on Facebook. Check me out. So if you have any silly stories, any ideas, maybe you need some advice, or you want the opinion of the P Silly listeners on something, whatever it is. Maybe you just have a question, or you want to tell me how sexy you think my voice is. That's fine. Email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. You can also, if you would like to, leave a message or text my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Text or leave a message. If you would like to be anonymous, please let me know when you contact me, and I'll be sure to like disguise your voice or something. So let me know ahead of time. Yeah, that'd be awesome. Also, guys, check out the show notes for some bonus information. I got my social media stuff. I've included my Linktree, my TikTok, Instagram, both my YouTube channels, Twitter. Everything is there, all in one spot. And for those of you that are interested in writing me or sending me stuff, my P.O. Box is Amber Smiles Jones, P.O. Box 533, Lovejoy, Georgia, 30250. Okay, so you can send me anything that you would like, and I will open them in an unboxing video on the Professionally Silly YouTube channel so we can enjoy all the fun visually. Once again, I'm your Audible Boothang, Amber Smiles Jones. Thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Spotify for Podcasters, where I take my silliness seriously. And I'll leave you with this. A group of squid should be called a squad, right? I feel like that makes it like squid, squad. It should be that. Yo, it's the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'll see you bitches next week. Yo, my squad.